Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
It's in the paper today. There's this new show on BBC One, okay, hosted by Dale Winton. And it's...
what?
It's called Hole in the Wall, okay? Now, it's going to be on... I think it's on Saturday nights.
Is it?
Yeah. And I may have said that I will go on it.
Oh, I know what this is.
Right, good. Now, celebrities have to climb through a hole in the wall.
Yeah.
And the hole kind of changes, I think, all the time to make it more difficult. Otherwise, that would be a bit rubbish, shouldn't it?
Yes. Well,
I'm through the hole now. That's it. And I think you get dunked in some kind of swimming pool or something. You get wet anyway at the end.
The shapes in the wall change.
Yeah.
And you have to change your body position to try and go through that hole.
So
otherwise, you get knocked into the water.
Right, so maybe I've said that I'll do it.
Yeah.
Okay. And then yesterday I get this email through asking me for all sorts of bizarre measurements. Like measurements that I've never had to take before.
Like what?
Well, it's kind of from the nape to the chest and all this. I'm like, what does that mean?
Where's the nape?
I don't know.
Okay.
I've still got to do it today. Is that the back of your neck? I don't know. Anyway, I need to go and buy a tape measure. Oh, is it?
No.
Oh, it's not there. I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know
where
to start.
You didn't think that was your nape, did you? Do you spend all afternoon measuring that, yeah, thinking it was your nape?
Yeah, just measure my nape again. Anyway, so I've said yes. And the reason they need so many measurements is because they make you a suit. A special suit.
Yeah.
But then I've just read in the Star that the suit is Lycra.
It is.
No one wants to see that.
It's an all-in-one Lycra shit. Well, no Lycra
one,
suit.
No one said that to me
helmet.
When I said yeah. A what?
With a big shiny helmet.
So I'm wearing a big Lycra suit and a massive shiny helmet.
Yeah.
BBC One.
Prime time, Saturday
Excellent.
Night.
Well, good. Anyway, if the Hole in the Wall people are listening, I'll get your measurements today.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now...
Dear Scott, it's your texts, emails and letters. Go on, get it off your chest.
You didn't know we were going to do this, did you?
No.
Letters? Well, you know, sometimes do still get letters.
I know.
We do still get letters.
Occasionally.
Yeah.
I got a letter yesterday.
So this is, did you? Who's it from? I don't really care.
It was some bloke in Runcorn. I can't remember.
What was he saying?
I don't care, let's move on.
He wanted me and Dave to DJ his wedding.
This is... Are you going to say yeah?
I'm going to reply, yeah.
Yeah. And say busy.
And say no, no.
This is Dear Scott, where you can get it off your chest. And we've got a nice lady from Radio 4 to read out your correspondence. Here's the first one.
Scott, I'm working in Abu Dhabi at the moment, and last night I went by a sign offering cosmetic surgery with the slogan Radio 1 Scott Mills says, get your bits and bobs done here. Honest. P.S. Love the show. Listening to it on site in Abu Dhabi. Thanks, David Ellis.
Now, I'd like to point out that I've never actually been to Abu Dhabi. So that's not true.
But if you had, you would have endorsed it.
Yeah. I refuse to believe that a plastic surgeon is using the slogan, guess Scott Mills says, get your bits and bobs done here. I don't believe that's the sign in the window. But thank you anyway for your letter. I've been to Dubai,
yeah,
as you know.
So is there a get your bits and bobs done in sign in Dubai?
I don't know. But I've not been to Abu Dhabi, so that's not true. But thanks anyway for your email. Next.
Scott, I work at Premier Inn in Reading. It's a new hotel, just outside of the Oracle Shopping Centre. It hasn't opened there as yet. Lol. Did you want to come and open my hotel? It's not mine, but I couldn't think how to put it. You'll get a free room and all. I'll sort that bit out. Well, look forward to receiving your email or phone call or text or whatever. Thanks. Love you. Gareth Adcock.
Gareth, that's a very, very nice invitation. But sadly, I am actually busy on that date.
He didn't mention a date.
No.
Did he not?
No.
Oh.
Why won't you go and open his hotel for him? You'll do most other things.
Have you opened anything before?
Not really, no. That's not true, actually. I opened a branch of Asda once when I worked in Manchester. Was it the big gladiators?
One? The big one. There's a huge Asda in Manchester.
One near Bolton.
Oh, right, okay.
Anyway,
which gladiator was it?
I can't remember.
Was it Wolf? It was an old gladiator, not one of the new ones.
It was a girl, and I remember there was such a
not
scrum
Wolf,
to get...
Jet.
Yeah, I think it was... Was it Jet?
Jet was the brown hair.
There was
one,
such a scrum to get her autograph, she had to stand up on one of the checkouts.
What, with it moving?
On the conveyor belt, I love
was that.
It's a bit like Wings video.
Is that where they got the travelator idea from?
They turned it off, obviously, but she had to stand on the top of this checkout Asda. It wasn't on. Anyway, Gareth, I will reply to you. Let me just check my diary. Let's talk dates. Next.
Hi, Scott. My new girlfriend of only 4 weeks has a really large box of condoms in her bathroom cabinet. I saw them last night. Does this make her a slag?
Right, discuss.
Now, my boyfriend has a massive box of condoms in the back of his car, which he claims...
In his car?
Yes. Now, he claims that this is from when he worked with Westwood, and Westwood used to make him hand them out. And I believe him, so I think, no, she's not.
In his car?
She might just have a big box of condoms.
Why? Does she work with Westwood as well?
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of an excuse for her.
I think it's a good thing. If it's a new girlfriend, she's obviously, you know, playing safe. I think that's all good.
Just because it's to be safe.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, she's just... Obviously, she's bought in bulk there.
At least they're still
there.
Which
in the long run is cheaper. At least they're still there, that's right.
At least it's not a massive empty box. Then he should be worried.
Yeah, if there was loads of, like, just wrappers, then that's when you should start worrying.
She's bought in bulk.
Is your boyfriend's box empty?
No.
Okay.
Well, surely it should be if he'd thrown them out to Westwood. So he hadn't thrown them out. He kept them for a reason.
Anyway, next.
Hi, Scott. It's Sarah, editor of Scarlet, one-time guest on your show and one very drunken-time guest at your birthday bash in the Green Man a few years back.
I remember that.
Hope I've jogged your memory and hope all is going well for you. Anywho, I'm writing to invite you to be guest agony uncle at the magazine. We ask you 2 questions from our readers, and you write down 2 100-word responses offering the benefit of your wisdom. I appreciate you're busy, so no worries if you can't squeeze us in, but it would be great to have you in the mag. Think it over and give me a shout if you're interested. S.XX.
Oh, that's nice.
How does she know you're busy?
I don't know.
Where's she got that idea?
I've no idea. Busy. So that's that nice lady, Sarah, off Scarlet magazine. Now, we like Scarlet, don't we?
I do, yeah.
Yeah. And...
What is Scarlet?
It's a magazine for ladies.
Yeah. It's quite
Cosmo.
Saucy.
Gives advice and stuff.
Like Heat?
No, yeah. Not like Heat, different.
Okay. A bit more risque.
Yeah. But they want me to go and answer some problems.
I think you should do this one.
Okay. I mean, she's a really nice lady, and I would quite like to help her out, but I don't understand why people would want to get advice off me in Scarlet.
If it's a
magazine.
Lady magazine, is it Lady Problems?
I don't know.
What?
Yeah, let's bring out a magazine just about Lady Problems.
I don't know.
It's going to fly off the shelves.
Anyway, I'd quite like to do that one, I think. That's good.
So you're going to go and answer some lady problems.
Are you saying also...
Yeah, by the way, that was my birthday bash that she was at in the Green Man, not yours.
No, she was at another one as well. Which
but yours wasn't in the Green Man. Mine was in the Green Man.
All right, whatever. Whoever's birthday it was doesn't really matter, does it?
No.
And finally...
Dear Scott and team, I was just watching Meridian News when they reported that people are wanting to rename Southampton Airport Matt Letizia International. This could be Scott's golden opportunity to get one up Joe. At the very least, get a lounge dedicated to our local export.
I think that meant get one up on Joe. I think that was a typo.
Let me know if I need to go and drum up interest at the airport. Great show. Best wishes and love yous. Alison, Portsmouth, smiley.
Ah, now we've been down this road before, haven't we? I mean, we managed to get Joe Wiley a plane called Joe Wiley. In fact, we had a text yesterday from someone who was boarding it at Leeds Bradford Airport. But no,
she wasn't that grateful, was she? And then she had environmental campaigners on her case.
Well, we tried to get an airport named after, and that didn't really happen. So I think the Scott Mills International thing needs to stop right now.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Now, I don't know if you've seen this. Do you follow many Welsh Book Award ceremonies?
I don't, actually, no.
Right.
Scottish ones I do, but not the Welsh ones for some unknown reason.
This happened just the other day. It was the Presence Wales Book of the Year Award.
Okay.
And I'm going to show this to you now. And
yeah,
just describe what's going on, all right?
So it's at the moment there's a bloke who's got a card, a bloke with about seven chins with card in front of him. Stood at a lectern, about, it looks like he's about to announce something.
Okay. Now that's the Culture Minister, Rodri Glyn Thomas.
Okay.
And he was announcing the award for Book of the Year.
Okay.
I'm going to play this and just describe what's going on. Go.
And without further ado, I will announce that the winner is...
No, it's not working, is it?
It's frozen.
Oh, good.
Your audio's all right. My
and,
screen's frozen.
Without further ado, I will announce that the winner is Tom Buller for the podcast.
It gets up. Loads of applause. Smiling, happy, he's won.
Oh, I am.
He's getting right to the front of the stage to collect the award.
I'm sorry, Tom, I must apologise. I've totally misunderstood the message I was given. And apologies for that. I had the runners-up and the winner on the card. And I have to apologise for that. Actually, the winner is the presents by Danny Apsey, and I apologise for all three.
Oh, no. That poor guy. He got right to the front of the stage to collect the award. He wasn't the winner. Oh, gutted.
Brilliant.
It was just the way he was like, oh, I was so smiley and happy that he'd won. Gets right up to the front. I'm sorry, you're not the winner.
I've got the cards mixed up.
It's a bit like that time, do you remember, at the Sony Radio Awards, which is apparently the Oscars of the radio world. That's what they always say. They say that about every award ceremony. It's the Oscars of the farming world. Yeah. And there was someone on stage going, and Five Lives Victoria Derbyshire. And everyone from Five Lives went, yeah! And they went, no, hang on a second. Five Lives Victoria Derbyshire is one of my favourite programmes, but the winner is... Oh, bless that guy.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Really don't know what's happened to you on that holiday you took last week.
What do you mean?
Well, because you've just gone weird.
No, I haven't. I think I've got a good idea.
Weirder.
Right, listen to this. Check this.
No, right. When we were on holiday, lots of people are cycling in North Wales, and I saw this one couple on a tandem.
Right.
About, like, mid-40s, but I thought, that's brilliant.
She wants to get one for her and her Greek boyfriend.
But you never... He doesn't have to come on it with me. I'll go on it with anybody. But the thing is... Why is that funny? The thing is, you never see them, do you? But I think they're a brilliant idea, and I want to get one now.
It's been a long... Well, I haven't seen a tandem for ages.
No, I haven't seen a tandem for a
long time. Why not, though? Because if you want to go riding with your friends...
Yes.
Then a tandem is a really good choice. Because it's safer, because you don't... If you want to chat, you don't have to ride...
I'm just looking them up on Google Images, and they don't... I wouldn't feel safe on that.
But so also...
What would you and your Greek boyfriend, be riding through the streets of London on a tandem every morning?
He doesn't have to come on it with me. The thing is...
But the
I'm
whole
thinking,
point of a tandem is you need two people.
No, I know, but I can go on it with my friends.
All right.
The thing is, I'm thinking, if I get the back seat, does the person at the front... No, if you're not pedalling.
They'll never know.
Because I could just sit there, do-do-do-do-do-do.
They do all the work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Actually, that's a lie. I saw two nuns on a tandem, actually. One says...
I don't get it.
So, first you want to take... you want to take your boyfriend round a show home with no actual... thought of buying it, and now you want to buy a tandem.
You could arrive on the tandem at show homes every weekend.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Do people still have those motorbike and sidecars off of like the 40s?
Yes.
Do they?
I think so, yeah.
What, with goggles on and stuff? People still have them, do they?
I think so.
When was the last time you saw one?
On Wallace and Gromit.
Right, that's not very real.
No, I actually saw one the other day when I was watching the MotoGP.
Amazing.
Not that they race in the MotoGP.
I thought they were fast bikes. I didn't realise they were like...
I would love to know if anyone's ever been picked up for a date in the sidecar and had to go in
Or on a tandem.
Or a tandem. Let's bring them back.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Someone's been on, don't know who, saying a guy from my work has got a motorbike and sidecar. Him and his wife went on a bike tour of Italy in it. Goggles and everything. It's well cool.
There you go. Excellent.
My boyfriend's been on. He says he'd love to come on a tandem with me.
Okay, good. Apparently they do tandem wine tours as well.
See, now you're interested.
Oh yeah, I can sit on the back, not doing anything, drinking wine. Amazing.
You have to you do about 30 miles a day, but then you'll get wine at the end of it.
At the end.
You might get it while. Oh, no, you go.
I'm going to be the one on the back. You'll never know at the front.
You go to three different vineyards each day. There you go.
Excellent.
The picture of the people who go on this, you two look like you'd fit right in.
What are you trying to say? What do you mean?
We've got exactly the same top on.
Yeah,
today.
You are wearing exactly the same top.
Yeah, we didn't plan it.
Both got your Elliot Minor hoodies on.
Look, it was dark and early. Do you feel left out?
I do, yeah.
Well, we've got loads upstairs. We'll get one for the Hoff as well if you want.
No, you're all right.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Dan from Derby.
Hi, Dan. How can I help?
You're on about a tandem. My brother's got one that he wants to get rid of.
Why does he want to get rid of it? They're back.
Oh, he thinks he looks all right. Idiot on it. Yeah.
Right, so is this free? Because Becky loves a bargain.
I've absolutely no idea, but I'm sure I can put her in touch.
When was the last time he used the tandem?
What year is it?
Have you just woken up?
I have, yeah.
Welcome to 2008. Hello?
Hello, yeah,
sorry. You're still there, yeah.
I don't want any rusty old thing.
Oh, I'm sure it's in good nick.
Okay, well, yeah, we'll get back in touch with you because we want one.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Have you ever been on it?
No.
Would you ever?
No.
You don't like him, do you?
Not really.
You're not feeling the love.
No.
No. All right, well, tell your brother, we'll have it.
Yeah, all right, okay, cheers.
How old is it, please?
Not entirely sure. He just... we were going through his garage one day, and he said, do you want a tandem? I was like, well, no, not really. And to answer your query, Becky, when you sit on the bike, you can actually pedal. Not pedal, and no one will know.
Yes. Brilliant. Yes, I'm right there.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Now, do you remember who we were talking about earlier in the week? The lover, Dimitri.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? It's a guy who left messages for a girl that he met in a bar, only talked to her for a couple of minutes, and he got quite upset when he left messages and she didn't call him back.
I'll assume that you've already left work, because, you know, some people leave early, and I'll grant you that. But if I do not receive a phone call back from you by 3 o'clock Thursday afternoon, I'm no longer interested.
Right. We know a bit more about Dimitri now.
Right.
It's actually a man called James Shears, who is a former doctor in Canada who got struck off, and now goes under the name Dimitri, okay?
Okay.
And has started a group called Toronto Real Men.
Right.
Where, I've got a poster here, the headline, Learn to Seduce Women Now. And what Dimitri does is he teaches you techniques on how to seduce ladies on the second Wednesday of each month from 7 till 10 p.m. at the Rancho Relaxo.
At the where, sorry?
The Rancho Relaxo.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to go, though. Obviously, when Dimitri's not there.
Yeah. Pop over on your tandem.
That's our food and beverage as compliments as well from Dimitri.
Well, right.
That's good. Quite a lot of money, though, isn't it?
Yes.
To learn to seduce women in the way that he does.
Yeah, there are so many people signing up for this after that message.
Because he's a catch.
Yeah.
Let's not forget.
Now, his messages kind of reminded us of somebody. So here's our brand new track. It's called simply Dimitri.
Yeah, hi there, all good, Dimitri. Sorry I had to leave such a rushed message with you when we met the other day. I just want to quickly give you my phone number, and I had to get the heck out of the area. In any event, I figure I better leave you a more detailed message and explain why I approached you. I am single. I have no trouble meeting women. I mean, women approach me 6-7 times a day. But I'm very particular about what I like. You're extremely elegant. I couldn't take my eyes off of you, and your friends were very jealous. Even if they say they weren't, they were envious of the fact that I approached you, and I was very taken by you. Elegant women are very rare. I'm Greek, and I'm very particular about what I like. So I'm giving you an opportunity here. I don't know if you pick up the messages on the weekend, but I'm working on a movie script, so I'm pretty much around all weekend. I left you my number. Call me, and then we'll get together for coffee and chat and let the romance begin. Hi there, Olga. It's Dimitri calling again, the guy from the street. I left you a message several days ago. You said you were interested. Now, here's the way I work. I don't like leaving second messages, but I like you. You're a very elegant woman. You're very attractive. But, you know, I don't play that game. I know your friends tell you not to return calls. You're playing games like you see on stupid TV shows. So here's how it's going to work. It is now 4:30 on Wednesday. Now, I'll assume that you've already left work, because, you know, some people leave early, and I'll grant you that. But if I do not receive a phone call back from you by 3 o'clock Thursday afternoon, I'm no longer interested, and you can erase my number. I don't play games like that. I'm completely single. I'm very intelligent. I'm great in bed. I make great money. Believe it or not, I'm a complete catch. I've only been single 4 months. I had a long-distance relationship. You know, when a year, it's very tough to maintain it like that, and it didn't work out. There's nothing wrong with me. As a matter of fact, I'm one of the few men in the city that has nothing wrong with him. So I'm giving you that 3 o'clock deadline. If I don't hear from you, you lose my number. I'm erasing yours right now, so you won't be hearing back from me. So that's it. 3 o'clock tomorrow, or you can just completely forget it. Now, I understand if you've got other issues, but nobody says call me, hands a person a business card, and then doesn't return calls. If you've got issues, psychological issues, if you're on any sort of medication for anxiety or depression, I'm not interested, okay? But if you're psychologically normal and you haven't called me because there's been some horrible thing that's happened in your life which prevented you, that's fine. But otherwise, don't call me. I'm a complete catch. There's nothing wrong with me. Okay? Bye.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Some girls are so scared. Lisa in Durham's like, oh my God, Rebecca in Shropshire. It really put the creeps in me. And Laura in Oxford also saying, please tell me he's not real. We're just debating the whole Dimitri thing and whether he's real or not. What do you think? Do we think he's real? I'm not completely convinced.
I'm not convinced.
I hope not.
I hope he is, but then I kind of really don't.
Yeah, no, I really hope he's not real.
Yeah.
Like doing a bit of stuff on the web about him, he might be making a film.
Really?
Mm.
What, about how to seduce women?
I think so, yeah.
Maybe
he is completely real.
Also, you know, he holds these meetings about how to seduce women now.
At Rancho Relaxo.
Isn't that off the Simpsons?
Is it? Yeah, someone texted in to say that she thought that's where Marge went. I hope she's not going to fall for his charms. Can you imagine that? Homer sitting at home crying his eyes out while Marge runs off with Dimitri.
We don't know. I don't know if he's real. I kind of want him to be, but then I really don't. Maybe the joke's on us.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's day 4 of our brand new amazing quiz. Oh, what's occurring?
Oh, what's occurring?
I've got 3 situations that we have recorded. All you do is tell me what happens next. Please feel free to play along if you're on the way to work at the moment. And let me know how you do on 81199.
So it's 2-1 to Chappers in the series of Oh What's Occurring at the moment. But everything to play for. Is that the kind of thing that Sue Barker
would say?
That's good,
yeah. Yeah, well, I presume so, yeah.
Build right. The tension.
Okay. Mm. Are you ready for your first situation?
Certainly.
Let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
Now, you know Radio 1's movie expert, James King?
Yes.
He knows absolutely everything there is to know about films. Kind of the reverse to us.
Very much the reverse.
Yeah. So here's what you need to tell me today. I have asked James King questions about films. How many could he get right in 60 seconds?
Oh.
Becky.
Six.
Six right in 60 seconds from movie expert James King. Chappers.
I'm going to say, even though you're quite slow at reading questions, a 10.
10.
Anne.
All right.
Oh, what's occurring?
Now, there is something I haven't told you.
Oh.
Here we go.
While James was answering the questions, we did try and put him off a little bit and distract him.
How?
With this lady. Hello, Madonna. What's your name?
Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. So you're an exotic dancer.
Yes.
You dance in an exotic way.
Yes.
And you're going to be trying to distract James whilst answering these questions.
Definitely.
Tell us where you work.
For Your Eyes Only.
That's a film.
It is.
It is a film.
That's a James Bond film.
Right, so that's an exotic dancer. Would you like to guess again?
I'd like to know when you did this.
Yesterday.
You've right. Had other commitments and had to rush off.
Oh, right.
You're going to hang around today, aren't
yeah.
you?
Yeah. No, I'll stick with 10. He's very professional, is James.
You're sticking with 10?
Yeah, I'll stick with 5.
He's
I know what he's like.
He's used to exotic dancers. He'll all be right. Fine.
So...
He's got previous...
How many movie questions could James King answer correctly in 60 seconds while Sarah, the exotic dancer, was trying to distract him? Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's James versus the exotic dancer. Okay, James, your time starts now.
Oh, hang on, the ears have gone on. Okay. Oh, here we go.
How many Oscars did Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King, pick up at the 2004 ceremony?
Oh, good God. Excuse me, I was a bit busy there. 12.
11.
Oh, okay.
In Toy Story...
The tie's going on.
In Toy Story,
yeah.
What was Buzz Lightyear's original name going to be?
Oh, I really don't care.
Okay.
Oh, here we go.
Luna Larry.
Oh, hello.
God. In the Bourne films,
yeah.
Jason Bourne is suffering from what?
Amnesia.
Correct.
She's unbuttoning things.
What is the home planet?
She's unbuttoning things.
What is the home planet
of
the...
Hang on.
What is the home planet of the Transformers called?
Oh my good Lord. Oh, hang on.
If you have forgotten the question.
That bikini top is still warm.
Okay, what is the home planet of the Transformers called?
I don't know.
Okay, Cybertron. Which Disney cartoon celebrated its... That's it.
I'm being tied up.
1 minute is up. Oh my good Lord.
Good. Wow, this is great.
That is, yeah. But
can we do 2 minutes?
So that was it, and it was one. One question answered.
What happened at the very beginning?
Right, that's my favourite bit, listen. How many Oscars did Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King, pick up at the 2004 ceremony?
Oh, my good God. excuse me, I was a bit busy there.
What was he doing?
You were there.
What was he doing?
I don't know. So it was one, so that means that Becky's got the point. So congratulations. Here's situation number two.
Oh, what's occurring?
Now, the name of this quiz, Oh, What's Occurring, comes from Gavin and Stacey. It's kind of Nessa's catchphrase. But how many times does she say what's occurring in series one of Gavin and Stacey? Becky.
How many, six
times?
Episodes... 18.
18 times?
Yeah.
In the whole of series one?
Yeah.
12.
You're saying 12.
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here it is.
But I stays what's occurring.
I need your advice, I do.
It was one.
so
in the whole episode?
In the whole series.
In the whole series, sorry.
Is it one of those things that you think they say a lot but they don't?
So we've made this quiz out of a catchphrase that someone doesn't actually say.
I think maybe it was more of a series two thing. Because I remember in series two she said it a lot more. But some poor lady upstairs had to sit through 3 hours of Gavin and Stacey yesterday to find one. Oh, what's occurring?
Brilliant.
Oh,
I win that one.
You win. So it's Chappers one.
The person who was
Becky
doing
one.
The counting wasn't being distracted by an exotic dancer.
Not at the time, no. Missing.
Oh, what's occurring?
Now, you know I'm quite good at doing impressions.
Oh, yeah.
And one of my best is Dizzy Rascal.
Yeah.
What's up, darling?
What's up, darling?
Same.
I don't know. Which was which there? Was that Dizzy first and then your impression second?
That's right.
What's up, darling?
They are. So,
Megamix.
I went onto the streets of the UK yesterday. And
oh,
did
please God, you didn't.
Did my impression for 10 people. How many of them could correctly guess who I was impersonating?
None. I needed to get that in first.
Oh, yeah. That's so unfair.
How many?
Oh, that's so unfair. One.
You think one person
well,
got
I
it?
I think none, but Chops has already nicked that one.
So you're saying none?
Definitely. I've never been more sure of anything in my life.
Okay.
Oh! What's occurring?
This could be actually too painful to listen to.
Here's Dizzy Rascal on the streets of the UK.
I've been working on this impression, right? Just guess who it is. Ready? What's up, darling? Who is it?
I honestly don't know. I'm really sorry.
Dizzy Rascal.
Oh, okay.
You ready?
Yeah, ready.
What's up, darling?
No, no idea.
What's up, darling?
I haven't got a clue.
You ready?
Go on.
What's up, darling?
I don't have a clue.
It's obvious when you know. What's up, darling?
Matt Ronson.
I'm going to do an impression, which I've been working on for a while. You've just got to guess who it is, all right?
Okay.
What's up, darling?
I have no idea who that's meant to be.
Dizzy Rascal, obviously.
Oh, right, okay. Sounded nothing like him.
What's up, darling?
No, sorry.
What's up, darling?
God knows.
Hey?
God knows, I don't know.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
What's up, darling?
I'm okay, thanks.
No, no.
Hi.
No, that was the impression.
I don't know, who is it?
What's up, darling? Who is it?
Danny LaRue?
Guess again. Someone a bit more current, maybe.
Can you do it again for me?
What's up, darling?
I ain't got a clue.
Dizzy Rascal.
Oh.
It was zero. Right, Chaffers.
Danny LaRue.
He's lost it. Come back.
So,
final scores today. No one got my Dizzy impression. So it's Chappers 2.
I like the girl who thought you were chatting her up as well.
Oh, what's up, darling? I'm alright, thanks. So it's Chappers 2, Becky 1 on today's Oh, What's Occurring? Let us know how you did on 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. Here he is. It's David Hasselhoff. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, you're right.
Yeah, fantastic, I think.
I know you're having a bit of a busy time since you arrived in London.
Yeah, we were actually in the aquarium yesterday with Justin and Alan with sharks. And it was a lot of fun. It was cold, but it was fun.
You actually went in the tank.
Yeah, you know, it was a gag. When I was here doing Chicago, I lived in the West Bank and stayed at the White House, and so I kind of used to hang out in that area. And so I used to go over to the aquarium and talk to the guys, because I like to scuba dive and hang out. And they said, you want to go in with the sharks? And I said, sure. And I took those guys in. They were pretty funny. They were a little bit scared. Well, Justin got attacked by a little ray yesterday. It was very funny.
Oh, my God.
this little baby ray was in the water. I picked it up and I threw it at Justin, and it went on his back.
You threw it at him?
Don't they really hurt?
No, it was cute. It was cute. Oh.
How are you getting on with Justin and Alan? Have you met them before?
No, I haven't, but I've seen their show before. You know, it's I think they're quite talented, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, I saw a couple of tapes of the show with Kanye West, and Mark Ronson was on,
yeah,
and it was just really, really terrific stuff.
So you're going to go on this, aren't you, Scott, on Sunday night as well?
Well, we need to talk about this. So you're the guest on the Sunday Night Project this week. You're the guest host, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, what I was originally told was I was going to come on and do a little thing on video going, "Hi, David, and this week's prizes are this." But then that all changed yesterday. And apparently now I'm on your panel.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So this means you're going to be asked questions
about David. David. Yeah.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think what happened was they actually asked my daughters to do it. My daughters kind of balked.
Right. They didn't want to do it.
No, they said, "Dad, we'd rather go shopping."
Well, we've heard Scott Mills will do anything. Can yeah. you get him instead?
I'm about to go a hole in the wall. Do you know what I mean?
So do you know everything there is to know?
I think I know quite a lot.
Yeah.
Could you test him now about yourself?
Yes, I guess I could.
Okay.
Let's see.
What? Don't make it too difficult, Dave.
What was the name of the girl in Knight Rider who replaced Patricia McPherson, Bonnie, in the second year? It has to do with the month of the year.
It has to be the month.
It could. That's her name. It's
April.
April, you got it.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Thank you.
Unbelievable.
It was
You're
between
fantastic.
That and October, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, any more?
No, that's good.
Okay. I don't think the questions will be that hard.
Do you not?
Well, have you seen it? They're not always that hard.
Okay.
So that's good. Right, we'll talk more to David in a minute. We've got a new kind of movie proposal for you as well.
Oh,
which
really?
I think you might like.
I don't think so already.
No, you will. It's. Have you seen Snakes on a Plane?
Yes, I've had snakes on a plane.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Now we. It's like that, but better. Okay.
Okay.
We've toyed with the idea of like goats on a boat.
Goats on a boat.
Sharks in a car. But we think snakes are like the best thing to go with for this,
right.
this movie.
Okay.
Now let me just explain this, and we can talk about it. You play the hero. And his name is Drake Napalm. And it takes place in a hotel, okay?
Right.
He's not looking convinced. It's opening night, and it's full of celebrities. Do you know any celebrities you can get hold of for this? Who could you get?
This morning?
Not now. No,
oh.
Just someone you could call, you know, a few people. Just to beef up the celebrity count a bit.
Beef up the celebrity count.
Yeah.
Yeah. Offhand, no.
Okay,
I
good.
Can't think of anyone
okay.
that would really want to do this.
No. Okay, so it's opening night at the hotel.
Okay.
The hotel next door is jealous of all the attention, so they try to sabotage the new hotel. And then they put snakes in the water system. Now, whenever the celebrities sit on the toilet, a snake comes up and bites them right on the, you know.
On the yeah.
Now, this is where you come in. The only way to be cured, okay.
Right.
is to make love to Drake Napalm, and that's you, David.
Oh.
Yeah. So you're like the love hero.
Uh-huh.
And they will die.
Unless they make love to me.
Unless they make love to you.
So they kind of basically come and go.
Yeah, pretty yeah. much. What so do you think?
I think that's terrific.
Okay, good.
All right.
Now, I do have a sample bit of script, which I'll let you see after 8:30. So we do some...
Oh, my God.
No, it's fine. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now I know that David really wants to go to Wimbledon, don't you?
Yeah. I went there a few years ago and had a blast. So I'm going to take my daughters to Wimbledon for strawberries and cream and have lots of fun.
I'm on the case.
Are you?
Mm. Oh, fantastic.
How good is that? So he's got contacts in
That's,
the world of sport.
Oh,
right?
yeah. Fantastic.
So you could be there. When do you want to go?
Well, I like to go on Friday, you know, in men's semifinals, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, that's possible.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Anything for the half.
Yeah, I couldn't get them for you, but I can get them here.
Yeah. If you hang up and say hello out there for David Hasselhoff, it's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
So you're doing Sunday Night Projects, which is on this Sunday night, funnily enough.
Yes.
On Channel 4. Mm-hmm. I need to brush up on my Hoff knowledge, I think, before I go on your panel.
Right.
I can't be losing.
That's okay, like, you know. Yeah. I could put a little earpiece in, you know, for my daughter.
Yeah,
know,
okay.
Especially if we get the tickets to Wimbledon.
Yes. Now, you've been doing America's Got Talent.
Yes, America's Got Whackers.
Yeah. Which has gone huge over there, hasn't it?
Yeah, you know, I think it kind of started here, I think. The pilot was here, but it's taken off in America because it's just like every crazy person who comes off. I think I've seen every transvestite and every transsexual in all of America. But we found some pretty amazing talent this year. And it's just good fun, you know? We need good fun on television for a while. I'm so sick of reality, you know? Because reality really isn't real. I mean, you know, people do things on reality that they would never do in real life. So, you know, but it's good fun.
And how do you get on with Sharon and Piers, the other judges?
Sharon's great. Who's Piers Morgan? that guy.
Yeah, you have to sit next to him, one away from him.
Yeah, yeah. No comment. no comment. But Sharon's lovely. You know, Sharon's great, and it's good fun. Simon Cowell actually came to me and asked me to be a judge, and I said, I really don't do that. And he said, well, darling, you kind of owe me. And I said, why do I owe you? Well, back in 1993, he was my A&R guy.
When you released a song?
Yeah, I did a song called If I Could Only Say Goodbye. And they all said goodbye to my song. And it dropped like an egg from a tall chicken. It was number 45 for a day. And it went away. I said, I'm number 45! And then it went away.
Oh. And that was Simon's fault.
That was Simon's fault.
So how does he owe you one?
You owe him for getting you to 45.
Well, he actually, you know, it came in a time, you know, after Knight Rider and after Baywatch, you know, you always have a little lull in your career, and it brought me back for a bit, so it's fine.
Excellent. Now, can I just ask about this? Piers said that you had a spray tan halfway through the show.
Piers said I had a spray tan.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the problem with Piers is Piers just likes to talk. And no matter what you say, he will print it. So I could tell him I had a spray tan, you know, between the shows, and he'll definitely print it.
Okay.
And maybe I did, maybe I did. But who really cares? Is anybody, like, driving down the road giving a damn if I had a spray tan? Oh, he had a spray tan on the show. Let's pull over, darling. Pull over. It's just too devastating. The Knight Rider has a spray tan. Pull over.
I tell you what I did like when I saw it the other night, when you walked off in a bit of a huff, and then they all have to go, huff, 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 for you to come back on again.
Yeah,
love that.
Yeah,
God, I wish I could do that.
It was like America's Got Huff. It was fun. Yes.
Yeah. That's all real, right, when you just go, I've had enough of this?
You said, if you put this guy through, I'll quit.
You know what?
Which I thought was a little overdramatic, but I enjoyed it.
Well, I keep trying that. I keep trying to quit, figuring they're going to give me a raise, and they say, go quit. So I just come back and sit down and shut up. You know.
Now, we obviously have met before when we championed this song.
We did. Jump in my car. Yeah. Unbelievable, man. Because of you, that song absolutely was downloaded 15 million times around the world. I made exactly no pennies, not 1 cent.
Oh, don't tell me that, David.
No. Yes, I had a lot of people jump in my car, but that was it.
No actual money.
No, no. In fact, the label, the wonderful label that put that out, didn't even want to release it in the UK. And then when it went to number two here, number one in Scotland, number in Ireland, I went to Germany to release it, and they said, oh, we want it back. And I said, no. So it was one of those kind of things. But because of you guys, it was downloaded 15 million times.
Oh. And now...
you owe him one.
Want to go to Wimbledon?
No, but I am coming to LA in 2 weeks. I think we should.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Come down and see me.
Really?
Come on the show. America's got Mills. Come on, man. You got talent. You know, you can come on. You can do something.
I'm not going on stage.
Why not?
No.
Oh.
No. No, don't even think about it.
Brilliant. Come on, man.
No. Do that juggling trick you do.
No, don't do juggling.
Do that juggling
trick. No, they hate juggling anyway.
You do that juggling fire-eating.
You could bring on, like, you know, the snakes from the movie, you know? You know, juggle snakes, anacondas and a Honda.
I'm not having 23 million Americans watching me die on my ass on TV. No way.
Do your Dizzy impression.
No. They don't even know. They don't know Dizzy.
Yeah, do Dizzy.
What's up, darling? Thank you, America. No, it's not going to work. It's just not going to work.
You're through. Come on, you have to.
No. Now, we obviously championed the Jump in Your Car song, but also we've been talking about Huff Space lately.
Yeah, yeah. You know, what happened was I wanted to... I couldn't really get the internet together, and because Knight Rider and Baywatch and this Hoff thing has taken off so much around the world, we put together our own Hoff space, which is kind of like our own social network, because I was on MySpace and Facebook, and I was getting a lot of phonies. A lot of people were coming in posing as me or my children, and I had to stop it. So I said, let me open up my own. That's going to be fun, and so I can kind of regulate it, and it's just taken off. And one of the reasons is because you mentioned it on the air. We've got like 10,000 members now. And it's kind of a way of going around the world from Russia to Japan to Europe and getting a pulse on all the crazy people out there.
Like the harmonica lady.
Oh, my God. She's wild. We should wake her up.
She does.
We should wake her up. Let's wake her up. Well, she's in Florida right now, right? Yeah. What's her name again? Tammy.
Have you got a number?
Yes.
You have a number?
Yes.
You have one of your fans, Tammy the harmonica player's number.
Yes, I call her every day. She wakes me up.
She's like, "Hi, David," and yeah. she always does Christmas songs, and it's July. Today is going to be the first Noel. Here it is. What? Oh, do Beach Boys or something summery, maybe.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Chappers and David are having a chat, probably about Wimbledon at the moment.
Absolutely. We're just saying where we're going to sit.
Or is it like the cinema where you can choose the seats?
No, I can't pick out seats on centre court. I haven't got that power at the moment, but, you know.
Do make sure you get David some nice tickets if you could.
All right. I'm not gonna get him duff ones, am I? I'm not gonna get him ones on court 18 tomorrow when it's men's semi-finals.
We could like do like a live radio broadcast. Hi, it's the Hoff here at Wimbledon. Bah! Oh, that was an ace. That was fantastic.
Yeah, we could do that. Yeah.
Well, you couldn't.
No, I couldn't. No, David could. Yeah. We could send him instead of the other David, maybe.
Yeah, and then he could do our annual men's joke.
Amazing.
Our annual men's Wimbledon joke.
That would be great.
I'd do it.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Now, let's talk about... Apparently there's a new series of Knight Rider. Is that true?
Yes, they brought... Well, actually, I was the
but
one...
without you.
Yeah. That's another Hollywood story. Okay. I went into NBC and I said, I've got this... They said, we'd like to develop a series for you because America's Got Talent's number one. I said, well, I've got the greatest idea. Why don't we bring back Knight Rider with me and a new car? And the guy plays my son, and Michael Knight takes over for the Devon character because, as you know, Edward Mulhare, who played Devon, passed away. He was a dear friend of mine. And they said, what a great idea. We'll call you back. So they called me back in 3 days and said, we love this idea. You're not in it, but we love it. And I went, wow. And they went and then they said, would you please promote it and give your blessing? And I kind of did, and I saw the show and was quite unhappy with it. And then they came back and they picked it up as a series. And I said, well, then bring me back in the series. And they said, no. And then I went, oh, okay. So, but I met the new producers, and I got to give the guys another shot because the new producers did Fast and Furious. I think it's going to be okay. And I might come back and do a bit of a guest star. But, you know, kind of Knight Rider is like my daughter says, Dad, you know, get over it. You know, you're not the Knight Rider anymore, you know. Get over to Baywatch. Go and move on to something. So I'm looking for a new series kind of like Matt Helm or In Like Flint, which were those kind of the American James Bond with a, you know, sense of humor.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to move on to something like more.
Yeah. Snakes While You Strain, Snakes and Bladders is the next.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, yeah. It's the next project.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Is it true as well, you're going to be able to get Kit Sat-Nav soon? Do you know
Kit
that?
What?
Kit Sat-Nav Navigation. So.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, the guy...
Turn left, Michael.
Turn Michael.
Right, Michael.
Kit, shut up. yeah, they've actually... It's William Daniels, and the guy who put that deal together is one of my agents. In fact, I'm coming out with one after that, you know. I wanted to do
Hoff
one...
Sat-Nav?
Yeah, amazing. You know.
Amazing.
I want to do one with Michael. Turn right, Michael. No, kid. No. It's left. It's left. You know. I want to confuse people.
Do a U-turn where possible, Michael.
Now, is it true that you really did want to do Baywatch the musical?
Oh my God!
That is amazing.
That would have been crazy. You know, I wanted to do things where they go, you know, gives people, you know, a CPR. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, breathe, you know, and their chests would get bigger, 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 bigger. You know, I was going to be completely camp, completely insane. And I'm still working on that, though. Why not?
So it might happen.
Ah, maybe.
Also, David, can you confirm or deny that you are doing an album of Oasis covers for Germany? Because I think I quite like that idea.
No, I deny that. No, right now I'm actually working on a song. I'm coming out with it's kind of an interesting thing. It's a game, and I can't really talk about it, but the coming out with we covered a single called Do You Really Want to Hurt Me? And it's has to do with the game. It'll be launched sometime in August, and I'd love to come back over here and launch it with you guys. It's absolutely hysterical.
Okay, cool.
So, but anyway, I would like to say hello to everybody who's listening in Los Angeles, because I got a couple of buddies up. You guys are on Sirius Radio over there. I want to say hi to my daughter's boyfriend, Justin, who is like up there, you know, sitting. I'm seriously sitting by the radio right now, going freaking out because
in Los Angeles.
Well, I heard, you know, it's funny because I get Radio One in my car. So I'm driving my daughter to school, and you're on at 4 o'clock, which is 8 o'clock in the morning in Los Angeles. And
that's weird.
Jump in my car comes on, you know? And my daughter goes, Dad, they're playing it in America. I said, no, they're not.
No, it's that bloke in England.
Yeah, it's that guy in England, you know?
Right, are you okay to stay with us for a bit? David?
Yes.
Yes, good.
I'm here. Hello.
I thought we'd lost you there for a second.
No.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Now, David, this new film...
Yes.
We can just do your bit now, and then we can just add all the celebrities and all the different people in, like us, afterwards.
Okay.
But basically, if you could, you're the hero.
Okay, hero.
Okay, put right hero down.
Hero,
H-E-R-O. That's it. And your name is Drake Napalm.
Drake Napalm.
And your motivation is that you have to sleep with these people, otherwise they will die of a snake bite.
I love that.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Which comes up from the snake comes up from the toilet and bites them on the...
Yeah.
Okay, so in your own time, I'll just leave you to... I don't know what actors...
So I just answer the telephone, okay? So yeah. I answer the phone. Yes?
Yeah.
Yes, this is Drake Napalm.
Yeah, that's it. And then we can just add you in afterwards with all, you know...
Okay.
We've got technology like that now, so... Mm-hmm. Okay?
Right.
So whenever you're ready...
So I just do the like I'm answering the phone.
Get into character and do what you think.
Okay. Yes. This is Drake Napalm. Oh my god. Snakes? Oh my god. They're trying to sabotage your hotel. There's only one cure for these people. I have to make love to them. I'm Drake Napalm. I'm here to save your life. Get him off! Get him off! Get him off! Ah!
That was amazing. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, David.
Thank you very much.
That was
thank
really
you.
Good.
Like, wow. Well,
thank you.
I've had a lot of training.
That's amazing.
Yes. Wow. Kit, get me out of here.
Now, we can just add him in later on, can't we?
Yeah, I thought you beautifully directed that as well.
Yeah, I don't know what to say, because obviously...
It went very well.
Thank you very much. Thank you. So, is he sorted for Wimbledon now?
I've made the call, yes.
Have
I'm
you?
For the call
has
back.
Been made.
Who have you called? Sue Barker? Does she sort out the tickets?
No, Sue Barker doesn't sort out the tickets.
In her trousers?
Neither does John McEnroe.
So really?
Yes, it should be fine.
Now, here's the thing. We were talking yesterday about... This is Becky, who works on the show.
Hi, Becky.
And we were talking yesterday that sometimes she likes to go around show homes, you know, the homes that they have, the brand new homes.
Sure.
And she's has no intention of buying them whatsoever. But she just likes looking around new houses, don't you?
Yeah.
Why do you do that again? Remind us.
Well, if I've got nothing better to do, it's nice to look at other people's houses.
You just go in and look at other people's houses?
Yeah.
They're new builds.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see.
But they think, you know, she's going to buy one, but she never is.
And you have no intention of buying one?
Really not.
No.
Really? Don't you feel like that's kind of a waste of people's time? And your life?
In that order.
I've just been told off by the whole.
Well, no, not really.
You've been told off.
You've been told off.
Thank you very much.
You're off.
You're on fire.
So, what Becky's basically saying is, would you buy her a new house in Watford? There's this really nice one. It's 3-bedroom.
It's only one bedroom.
One bedroom, and she hasn't got the money, you know, and she has to keep... She loves looking around these places, just hasn't got the money to do it.
What if there's snakes in the toilet?
Mm. No. Not as keen.
No.
But tell David what you suggested yesterday.
Yes.
Well, you were quite keen as well, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
So we thought me, my boyfriend, Scott and you, maybe in a one bedroom in Watford. Scott says you'll only do it if there's a spiral staircase. I didn't know that.
That's
apparently
true.
That's what you've asked
for. Yeah, he demands that.
It's true. Every house I have has a spiral staircase.
If it would be easier for us to all live in LA, that's fine.
Oh, that's
fine. If Watford's a bit out of the way.
I mean, if you that's a problem, we can come to Bel Air.
You know what? I got plenty of room in Bel Air because I'm recently single and I have no. And most of my stuff is in boxes. So
high
I've
five.
Got lots of free.
Tens for that.
Yes. Tens.
Ten. 20. 30. 40. 50.
Oh, my God.
Amazing. Okay, right. So. Yes.
I think he might have just changed his mind.
Right,
yes.
So.
Yes, I have. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm out of town for life.
Oh, so it looks like we're moving to Bel Air, Chappers.
Fine.
To live with David Hasselhoff. How's that?
Good luck,
for you?
David.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Radio 1. This looks nothing like your hair.
You're wearing my wig. Oh my God, you look like
not
a
your
David
wig.
Hasselhoff.
Not your wig.
No.
A wig.
A wig, yeah. Yes. No, I don't have a wig.
No.
No, Piers Morgan wears a wig.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, he has a wig.
Is that a wig, is it?
Yes. Yes, they have this thing called the Hasselhoff bag. What's it called?
No,
yeah,
I meant
the
Piers.
Hoff bag.
I meant Piers. Is
oh,
that a
Piers.
Wig?
Is Piers a wig? I don't know. He doesn't know who he is. That's why he writes about us. He can't figure out what he's doing. No, this is a Hasselhoff. The Hoff bag.
Thank you for that.
Yes, you're welcome, you know.
What's in there?
Well, there's a air freshener.
Hoff air freshener, yeah.
There's Love Dice that say, kiss me, lick me, whatever.
Hoff Love Dice?
Love Dice. There's a bottle holder. Yeah. There is a Hoff cup.
Thank you.
Yeah, you have your cup of Hoffy in the morning. There's Hoff headbands, and there's a Hoff ring, and I'm getting Hoff the air soon.
Sorry, I was a bit late with that.
Yes.
Thank you.
You know there's a town in Germany called Hasselhoff?
There's a what?
A town in Germany called Hasselhoff.
Is there?
Yes, I'm going to move there.
You're going to move there?
My address would be David Hasselhoff, Germany. What do you think?
Oh, I thought I'd rather do Bel Air, to be honest, David.
Yeah,
just stay put where you are.
Okay, come.
We'll come to you.
Lots of extra rooms.
Excellent.
I do.
I want to play. We can't get hold of her, but I'd like to play Tammy.
Oh, I love Tammy.
She's great.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of Hoff's fans who is on davidhasselhoff.com at the moment and just keeps calling with occasional tunes on the harmonica.
Yes. Hi, David. This is Tammy, the harmonica player. And today's song is Angels We Have Heard on High.
Oh, my God. Sounds like God Save the Queen.
Tell me you don't go through these yourself. Anyway, that's Hammy, Tammy, and she
yes,
Hammy.
Tammy,
and that's what she does on
the
harmonica.
What she does, yes.
And sometimes she'll do a Christmas tune in July.
Yes.
Now, there's one more thing before you go. If you would you mind going next door for us and just doing a quick thing? We do this quiz called "Oh, What's Occurring." Don't need to know about that.
Thank you.
And you know when you think you know songs, but you don't actually know the next line.
Right.
Okay. For example, if I play you this clip of "Beat It" now.
Okay.
By Michael Jackson.
Right.
Try and continue it. See if you know the words.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Here it is.
Go. Beat it because you cannot eat it. Beat it. Beat it. Beat it because you cannot eat it.
Go. See, it's hard, isn't it?
Yeah, it is hard.
It's hard.
Yeah. What is the line?
It's no one wants to be defeated.
Oh, okay.
But it's hard. You think you know it, but you don't.
So right.
Would you do a couple of, see if you can do it more with some more tracks?
Absolutely.
Carry on singing next door. Thank you so much, David, for coming in today. I'm very much looking forward to being on your panel later.
Yes.
With my Hoff knowledge on the Sunday Night Project.
Sunday Night Project.
And I'll see
I'm
you
I'm moving
down
there. To Bel Air.
I'm moving to Bel Air. We'll be in touch.
I'll see you.
Okay. Thank you very much, David.
Thank you. I'll see you on Hasselhoff.com.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.